Welcome back, everybody. I hope everyone had a good Ben Ezmanim, and everyone's recharged and ready to go. It's Basheret in the sense that our first topic is in Parshas Emor, since this time we have together, we alternate sometimes between Shirim on the Parsha or Shirim on the Inyan of the Yoma, and Parshas Emor allows us one time the whole year together to actually do both in once. Because, of course, as the Psukim in Perek Chaf tell us, one of the sources that we have in the Torah for Sfiras HaOmer, of course, is this week's Parsha in Parshas Emor. And of course, the Torah tells us, Sfaratam Lechami Machras HaShabbos, that you should count, which we know according to Torah Shebaal Peh means from the second day of Pesach. But what is the specific date, says the Torah, continuing, what's significant about it? Miyom Aviyachem Es Omer HaTenufa, that from the day that they bring the Korban Omer, that first barley crop, which matirs all of the chodosh, the new crops to be eaten. Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiana, 7 complete weeks. When do we count until Mimachras HaShabbos HaShviis, until the completion of that 7 week, until Shavuos? Tisperu Chamishim Yom, at which point we give another important karbon, the Shteilechem, we craft in Mincha, Chadosh Ala Hashem. Now, while there are other discussions in Shas about Sfiras Omer, of course you have the well-known one about all the Minhage Avelus of Sfiras Omer, which is a much later historical phenomenon, but the basic mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, so there are a few other snippets in Masechta Menachos that discuss it, but on the classic question of what do we count, what does the mitzvah involve, and to what extent is the mitzvah daraisa, derabana, nowadays not, so the whole thing, there are sfarim that are written just on this topic, and literature, and tons of stuff, and it all comes from what in a Vilna Shas would be about 4 lines, or on our source sheet, a line and a half. It's a very small Gemara, but from here will come become everything. And this is really what's going to be the anchor for our shir today. Gemara says, straightforward, Gufa, Amar Abaye, mitzvah lemimne yomei u'mitzvah lemimne shvuei. After all, clearly taken from the Pasuk speaks about counting 7 weeks, the Pasuk also speaks about 50 or 49 days. So it says, Abaye, the mitzvah is to count days and weeks. Rabbanan de Beravashi, manu yomei u'mani shvuei. So, Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that this is not a middle Shita or a third Shita, or a second Shita, excuse me, just confirming, like Abaye also, they counted days and weeks. Ameimar, however, mani yome velo mani shvuye. Here we have a machlokas. He says, no, we only count days, we don't have to count weeks. And the Gemara concludes, but it seems to be an explanation, Amar, zecher lemikdash hu. Because our counting is Zeicher LeMikdash. Now, this Gemara, even though it's very short, although maybe I shouldn't say even though, Daka maybe because it's very short, it's very confusing. 2 basic pshat questions in the Gemara, which are going to be the basis of very fundamental machloksim in Halacha and in Lamdus. Number one is, we see clearly a debate about days versus weeks, counting both, counting one. But when the Gemara concludes and says Zeicher LeMikdashu, the counting nowadays is only a Zeicher LeMikdash. Is that only according to a Meimar? Or is that according to everybody? In other words, when a Meimar defends his Shita and says, only count days because it's Zeicher LeMikdash, that is what a Meimar said. Is that saying, therefore, that those who say count weeks hold it's not a Zeicher LeMikdash? Or maybe a Meimar was saying, Adarabi, he was saying to other Chachamim, since we all know it's Zeicher LeMikdash, therefore you should agree to me that it should only be days. Zeicher LeMikdash was just thrown in at the last 3 words of the Gemara, but they're the key to everything. How far back? They clearly are meant to be reflected back. Do they reflect back only on a Meimar, or do they reflect back on everyone? That's question number one. Question number two, which is not as important, but it is still interesting and important, which is, so what? Why, just because it's Zeicher LeMikdash, should that make a difference? Whether or not the other Shita agrees, but a Meimar is certainly saying that my Shita is validated because it's only Zeicher LeMikdash, therefore only count days. What's the kesher from one to the other? So the first question, which is really the basic one, we're going to address primarily, and we'll see the second one a little bit as well, and from there, we'll go. Yeah? How would that make any sense? I don't know any Rishon or anybody who reads the Gemara that way. Okay, whether or not a Maimar said the Amar, or that's the stum of the Gemara, that's potentially ambiguous. But that it's explaining a Maimar, I don't think anyone disagrees. The question is whether it's also true according to the other Mandamrim. I haven't seen, look around. If you see somebody, let me know. But I haven't seen anyone explain the Gemara that way. Were you stretching or raising your hand?
Do you repeat the last question? Sorry.
Yeah, the first question was, when the Gemara at the last second explains that a Maimar, who says count only days, and then there's this Zecher LeMikdashu that we're counting now, Zecher LeMikdash is a commemoration of what they did once upon a time. So is that, our second question was, why should that matter? What does that even mean? But whatever that means, clearly it explains a Maimar. We don't know why yet, but apparently it does. But is that also true according to the first opinion? In other words, are they arguing about whether Sfiras Omer is Zecher LeMikdash? Or are they agreeing that it's Zecher LeMikdash, and then within that arguing whether it should be only days or also days and weeks? Now this question is not just a pshat question, although it's based in that. It becomes a very important question, halacha lamaisa, for the question, which is the mitzvah that we're all involved in now, Sfiras Omer, is that a mitzvah d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? Now, if I had to ask you before we get into reading the Gemara, just misvara, what would you say? What would you think? You would think it's d'oraisa. It's in the Torah. It certainly wasn't like in a Hanukkah or Purim that it was a complete gzeira of Chazal, takana of Chazal. What do you think in the back? So you're already being fancy because you looked at the Gemara. I asked you just misvara. What would you think? So you were saying Zeich Lamikdash because you read the Gemara.
Based on the fact that it's in the pasuk it says you count days, and the weeks to do that.
So you think it also d'oraisa?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Torah is talking about the Korban Omer.
Oh, very good. So you hear what he said? It's Sfiras Omer. You got to listen to your friend. It's true it's written in the Torah. But in the Torah, it's connected to the Korban Omer. We don't have a Korban Omer anymore. Okay. Yeah.
Every day we brought
an
Omer?
No, the Omer was brought on the first, on the second day of Pesach. We can't, no, that's what triggered the count. We d'oraisa, we counted from bringing the Korban Omer. Actually, from the Ketzira. That's a Gemara there. Do we count at night or day? Why do we count at night? Because at night, when in Chutz La'aretz you're keeping a second Seder, that night, that's when they were kotzer the Omer, and the next day they brought the Korban. So, with all of those issues, as well as how to read the Gemara in mind, let's take a look at the Rishonim. Number two. The Rambam says, Mitzvah al kol ish mi Yisrael, ubechol makom, ubechol zman. Not only in Eretz Yisrael, even in the Chutz La'aretz, and more pertinently for us, says the Rambam beferish, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, even nowadays, without a Beis HaMikdash, without a Karban, the Rambam says it's mitzvah d'oraisa to count. The Rambam is not alone. There's a Shibole Haleket, says this. The Orzarua says this. And there's actually a machlokes of girsaos, of texts of the Sefer HaChinuch. If you take a look in the Bir Halacha in Siman Tav Pei Tes, he lists the Sefer HaChinuch as agreeing with the Rambam, which is actually typical because the Sefer HaChinuch usually follows the Rambam. However, if you take a look at the new Sefer HaChinuchs or the new Machon Yerushalayim Minchas Chinuchs, which have a Sefer HaChinuch in it, so then the Nusach is completely different. It actually is explicitly not like that. So there's a little bit of a machlokas about the Sefer HaChinuch, whether he agrees with the Rambam, but certainly there's a few other Rishonim who also agree like the Rambam, and in that same Bir Halacha that I mentioned, is the Bir Halacha right in the beginning of Siman Tav Pei Tes, he summarizes and gives you the list of all those Rishonim like the Rambam. The Rambam is the flag bearer, but like the Rambam will hold its Da'oraisa. However, let's take a look at Rashi. I'm sorry.
What's the Rambam say the accounting is
worth of? Oh, that's the purpose of tonight's shir. That's the shir. See, that's good because I've got you trained already to think. Like a lambda, very good. You're thinking like a lambda, and I'm loving it. Says usually a little bit. You usually sit a little bit closer though. That I'm not loving, but what? You move back. You're not usually so far back.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, but you asked such a good question. You should come forward. So the Rashi is tricky. Rashi comments on Amemar. So Amemar said, "Count days, Zecher LeMikdash," and says Rashi, "Hai min yana dahashta." Lav chovahu. Counting nowadays is not a chovah, meaning it's not a daraisa. The halakha omer. because there's no carbon, and the pasuk connected it to the omer, to the carbon. Ella, so why are we counting if there's no carbon? Zecha lemikdash bi'alma, to commemorate what they did once upon a time. Hilkach, key word, hilkach biyomei sagei. Because it's only zech lemikdash, it's not even the real mitzvah, it's okay to just do the days. Midaraisa, you would have done the weeks too. But it's okay to do the days. Now, Rashi is clearly answering both of our questions. Or I take it back. Rashi is clearly answering one of our questions. We asked, why should Zecher Lamikdash have anything to do with what you count days or nights? Days or weeks. So Rashi answers that second question, which is, the reason that matters is because since it's not the quote-unquote real mitzvah d'oraisa, therefore we can do a lesser mitzvah. Now, the other question, which is the key question for now, which is, does everyone agree to that or not? That's not 100% clear from Rashi. Rashi is clearly saying that Amemar is basing his opinion on the fact that it's only Zecher LeMikdash. But it's possible that the other Man De'Omrim also agree that Zecher LeMikdash. They just disagree with the fact that that should impact Halacha. It could be that Rashi is saying this L'Kuli Alma. But Rashi, to be Meduyok, Rashi is only commenting on Amemar. And it's an open question. We'll get to it. There's a Griz we're going to see in a minute who's going to address that. But it's, I think, I personally don't think it's mukhruch one way or the other in Rashi for sure. But it could be. It could be that Rashi thinks this is according to everybody. Yeah? What they did in the Beis HaMikdash, what they brought the Karban Omer, yeah. Okay? Now let's take a look at the Ran, because even if Rashi is not 100% clear as a matter of halacha, which again is not surprising, Rashi is not writing a sefer halacha, or, you know, telling us a psak usually. Rashi is explaining the Gemara when it's difficult. But the Ran says in Psachim, and by the way, just you should know, you'll see the Ran and the Baal HaMor are both in Psachim. Why are they in Psachim if the Gemara is in Menachos? Because the Ran and the Baal HaMor wrote their commentaries on the Rif. And the Rif only, in the time of the Rif, they only learned three Siddurim. They only learned Nashim, Nezikin, and Moed. They didn't learn Kachim, which is where Menachos is. So a number of important areas of Halacha, which are connected to those other Masechtas, the Rif creatively appended them to one of the other three Siddurim. So, for example, this Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, the Rif puts in the back of his Gemara in Masechta Psachim. Why do you think it's in Masechta Psachim? Because we start counting Sira on Pesach. There's no connection. There's nowhere in Masechta Psachim. But the Rif talks about Sfiras Omer in Psachim, because there's no Rif in the Kachim. So the Rishonim, who talk about this, who are on the Rif, and the Ran, and we're going to see in a minute, the Baal HaMor, the last Baal HaMor Masechet Psachim, is one of the most famous sources in all of Rishonim to discuss the law of Sfiras Omer. And for years I couldn't understand when I was younger why it's in Psachim. So you don't have to have that frustration. I already gave you the explanation. You're welcome. Anyway, so the Ran says, he quotes Amemar, and then he says, even though there's a debate about days versus weeks, he seems to say that everyone, though, like what we thought might be Rashi, but the Ran really seems to say it, everyone holds it's Derabanan. Rov mefarshim maskimim desfiras omer achshav deleka havav lo karbon einu elamir rabbanu be'ama zecher lemikdash k'da amar ameimar. In other words, the Ran perhaps holds that there's a machlokes, but either way, the Ran says, but we pass like Amemar. And therefore, we hold it's Derabanan. Now, the question is, if we hold it's Derabanan, so why do we count weeks also? So the Shaar Tzion in the Mishnah Berurah says, well, kol d'oraisa k'ein d'oraisa tikin. Then ein chanamim, ikra din, since it's Derabanan, we only have to do days. But we still hold it's Derabanan, even though we do weeks, because we add the weeks just to make the Derabanan more patterned. But principle, it's not a Daraisa anymore, it's a Darabano Karma. I'm going to take your questions in 1 second. We have to move a little bit, but let's just see the Baal HaMor for 1 second. The Baal HaMor, see, as opposed to the Ran, who seems to say that everyone holds that way, the Baal HaMor seems to suggest that actually that's the Machlokes. Klo shel davar, ein lana lahachmir sfiras omer, she'en la zecher Baal HaMor. Says the Baal HaMor also, he holds, he paskins personally, that it's a Darabano nowadays. As we see, Amemar said, I only count days. Zecher lemikdashu. Vavo pish anamon and yamav shvuos. Oh! So the same thing we just said, but how could we count days and weeks? So I mentioned, dude, the Shaar Tzion says it's called the Raisa Ke'en the Raisa Tikkun. The Baal HaMor says, simple. Minugubi adenu. Avalat. Inuzman ain't lo. he's discussing for a moment Shechiyanu, which we may or may not get back to. But he says it's just a minhag. Enochanami somehow it evolved. You know, people kept reading the Torah. It says, you know, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. So people started counting weeks. So that became a minhag. So the Baal Amor said, okay, Nashkeferloch, there's nothing wrong with it. But fundamentally, says the Baal Amor, there's no reason to say weeks. Since it's Darabanan, days are enough. So whether the reason that we're counting days, weeks also, is fundamentally because even if you hold the Darabanan, you should count weeks, or if you hold it's just a Darabanan, it's a minhag, or okay, in the Raisa Tikkun. Basically, I showed you now just maybe Rashi lahalacha, if you view Rashi in that halachic sense. For sure the Ran, for sure the Baal Amor, and if you take a look again at that Bir Halacha and Siman Taf Peites, he collects you all sorts of other Rishonim. It seems to be probably, I would say, the Rov Rishonim, hold that Sfiras Omer Bizman Azeh is only Midarabonim. The Rambam has a few strong allies, the Rambam in particular, though, strongly holds it's Daraisa, but many, many other hold it is that it is Darabanan. Whether or not counting days and weeks is a nafkamina, may be a machlokas rishonim. That may be a nafkamina, may not be, but fundamentally we do have these two approaches. I'm just going to mention to you briefly the grizier, because then we're going to get on to the nafkaminas of Daraisa Darabanan, and then we're going to get on to your question, which is, well, what is the whole debate about? But quickly, the Griz says something very interesting. The Griz is certainly working within Rashi, and the Griz seems to say, the way you wanted to read, that within Rashi, everyone holds his Darabana. The Zeich HaMikdash goes on everybody. But if Zeich HaMikdash goes on everyone, so then what are they arguing about? Right? Rashi says, well, Hilkach, because of Zeich HaMikdash, you should only do days. So what did the first opinion say? So the Brisker Rav has a very beautiful piece here in his Shiurim HaMenachos. I'm not going to read it inside for you, but I'll paraphrase it for you. It's easy to read. He says, listen, there's two types of Darabanans. There are some Darabanans in which you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, which for whatever reason doesn't exist anymore. So the Chazal said, even though the d'oraisa doesn't exist anymore, do it, be d'rabanan. It's not a new mitzvah. The mitzvah is the d'oraisa. But since for whatever reasons technically doesn't apply anymore, be d'rabanan, we do the d'oraisa even though we shouldn't have to. We're doing that original mitzvah that d'oraisa was commanded, but it's be d'rabanan because be d'oraisa doesn't apply now. But it's the same mitzvah, it's just being applied be d'rabanan in a place that the Torah didn't. However, he says, there are other Darabonans which are a gzera chadasha, a new, completely new gzera. Now, in an extreme sense, Purim or Chanukah are completely, you know, made up by the Rabbanan. But here, he says, that's what Zechel Churban means. Zechel Churban means, it's not, Chazal made up a completely new gzera. In that sense, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sfira. But unlike other Darabonans, which are completely Darabonan gzeras, where they made up a new holiday, there's no d'oraisa model really at all, here, the new gzera from scratch was to do the same thing that they did, to do something patterned or remembering what they did d'oraisa. It's not that we do the d'oraisa nowadays, even though it shouldn't apply. It's that there's a new mitzvah called the d'rabanan d'asfiras omer. So why did they make up this new mitzvah? Zeichel l'churban, to commemorate the churban. So what does that have to do with days versus weeks? Says the Brisker Rav, if it's the mitzvah d'oraisa, we're just doing it nowadays, so then, of course, it's going to be exactly what they did d'oraisa. It's just d'rabanan because the Torah didn't acquire it without a karban. Chazal said do it anyway because of the, even though there's no karban. But if you hold the Zeich HaLechurban, says the Griz, maybe Chazal, when they did that, they deliberately changed it. They deliberately took away weeks. Now, you could say why days, not weeks. That he doesn't address. But they deliberately changed it so that we would know the difference. So every time we count, we'll be reminded of the Churban. Why are we reminded of the Churban? Because we remember that if we only count days, says Amemar, and not weeks, every time we count, we'll remember we're doing something a little bit less, a little bit weaker than the Daraisa originally wanted, and that is the Zecher l'Churban. Okay? Yeah?
So something that I saw before this is that, like, I've heard that the Quran, the way it's been, it's similar to what you said.
Okay.
Is that, I'm sure, is that what I'm going to the Quran is, what exactly is Zecher l'Churban? Is it Zecher
I didn't hear what the first thought was.
It's like Zecher to the Neros of the Mikdash.
Neros?
Like, not the Neros, the Sphere. I don't know. The Sphere of the Mikdash.
Or is it Zecher
the Mikdash, and therefore we only do the days. Meaning is that the Kana, if it's Zecher to the Sphere of the Mikdash, then it's going to be the exact same way that it is.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm not sure. I've never heard that formulation. What you might be referring to, which I wasn't going to mention because we're running late, but since you mentioned it, I'll accent. The Rav, is quoted in a number of places, in two different, I think, of Rav Shechter's Svarim. He quotes the Rav, maybe other people quote the Rav, as saying something a little different than the Griz. Maybe that's what you're referring to. He says there's a difference between Zecher L'Churban and Zecher L'Mikdash. Sometimes we do things to remember, in a certain sad sense, the Churban. Sometimes we're remembering the Beis HaMikdash, but Tifarta, we're dafka remembering the greatness of the Beis HaMikdash. Again, I don't want to go through the whole shiur now. It's a beautiful shtickl Torah. He quotes how there's two different psukim, there's different gemaras that show these two different dinim in Zecher. We call them both Zecher L'Mikdash, colloquially, but he says, no, it's meduyak. One is Zecher L'Mikdash, that's remembering the Beis HaMikdash in its glory, and then the other one is Zecher L'Churban, is to remember that there is no Beis HaMikdash anymore. It says, if it's Zecher L'Mikdash in its glory, so then we do everything that they did in their glory. We would count exactly the way they counted the Beis HaMikdash. But exactly, and that could be the debate, and that's what the Rav said was the debate. Again, it's like his uncle, but a little with a twist. He says that's the debate. Everyone holds us to Rabbanon, like the Griz within Rashi. Everyone holds us to Rabbanon, according to this, perhaps. But they're arguing: is it a Zecher LeMikdash? Therefore, it should be exactly the way they did it in the Beis HaMikdash in its glory days and weeks. Or according to Meimar, it's Zecher LeChorban, namely that it's to remember the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and as the Griz said, therefore we make it a little different to show that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Yeah. I'm not sure because the way I understood it, they're saying both of those studim within the assumptions of the Rabban. I don't know how that, none of that works if it's Daraisa. If it's Daraisa, then it's just the mitzvah Daraisa. It's not Zecher in anything.
Just like what there's, like, Rabban, does the Rabban say that it's all for, like, counting up the days of Matan Torah?
And Mor Nevuchim, you mean? Yeah, that's the Rabban talks about this in Mor Nevuchim. The Sefer HaChinuch does also. Yeah, he says that in Mor Nevuchim. It's not a halachic thing, but it's... So it has nothing to do with looking back. Is that for he holds a Daraisa? Maybe. Yeah.
That's true. When he says Omar, because when he gets you, that the only one in the Bible said is reset days.
Okay.
And that is your response. That means that it wouldn't
be... Okay, okay. So that's another. So that was the Rav. With the Rav, he didn't exactly quote his uncle, but he basically said, basically asking on Rashi, if it's Zecher L'Mikdash, so why should we do half of it? Now, there is an the Griz gave an answer that we want to do something differently to remind us of the Churban. Okay, it's unique. It's unique. Okay, it's unique.
No music while you're eating.
I heard what you said. I heard what you said. So I'm saying you're right. This is different than that, but it's not a contradiction to that. It's different. So this according. Okay. Anyway, okay. So this is the basic debate, whether or not, again, how we'd understand Rashi. Are there two different understandings of the Rabbanon? But l'halacha, we have a major machlokas or shonim. Is it Daraisa or is it the Rabbanon? So very, very quickly, three nafkaminas, and then I want to turn the page and get to the really even the more ikker part of the shir, even, to so to speak. Number one, I'm in number three, but nafkamina number one, Tosfos points out that the minhag is, and it is the minhag in many, many shuls, is that we count right after shkia. We don't wait till tesach hachavim, even though after shkia is only bein hashmashos. Bein hashmashos is safek derabanan. Is safek yom, safek laila. So usually for daraisas we wait, right? You know that on Pesach or other times, right? We dafka wait till late, because for certain mitzvahs we have to wait till nighttime. It says Tosfos, Siras Omer, you can count even after shkia, because anyway it's only derabanan, so it's a safek derabanan lakula. Maybe it's not yet, but maybe it is. And that kind of safek, since it's derabanan, we can be makel. The Ran seems to agree. We already saw that the Ran holds as derabanan, but even though it's derabanan, the Ran still disagreed with the Tosfos, because the Ran says, listen, lechachila, we shouldn't be doing a safek. Bidi Eved, if you have to count, then it's one thing. But to say lechachila that the minhag should be that we count in during Bein Hashmashos, the Ran says lechachila it's not a good thing to be machnis yourself to a safek. Lamaisa, if you take a look on the Shulchan Aruch seems to be against this. Shulchan Aruch says hamedaktekin einam soferim atzeis hakochavim v'chen roi lasos, like a double whammy lashon. But because it's such a double lashon, that gives the petach for the achronim, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it to be medayik, and the Mishnah Berurah is not disagreeing with Tosfos. The Adarabba. Because the Mishnah Berurah, because the Shulchan Aruch agrees with Tosfos, therefore he says it's only the medaktikim. Meaning the ikar adin, the Shulchan Aruch agrees you can count after shkia. But as the Mishnah Berurah explains, hamedaktikin, if you want to be more particular, more careful, there are shitas out there who hold as daraisa. the Rambam. Now, if you hold a Daraisa, then you'd have to wait till later. So I'm adopting Roy Lasos, L'chachila, you should wait till it's dark. But if you have to count at Shkia, says the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Shulchan Aruch, Mikradin, nowadays, since we assume, and the Mishnah Berurah says this more than once, that L'halacha, we assume it's only Mirabanan, therefore Mikradin, there's nothing wrong with counting after Shkia. But again, obviously the Rambam would certainly disagree with that. That's number one. Number two, Tosfos in Megillah, not in Menachos, but in the bottom of the page, Tosfos in Megillah points out something that we're familiar with, which is that after Svira, we say, Harachamanu yachzer lanu la'avodas beis ha-migdash meher v'mein selah. I had a whole tefillah that Hashem should rebuild the beis ha-migdash. Says Tosfos, I understand, how come we don't do this by other mitzvos? Blow the shofar, Harachaman, bring me back to beis ha-migdash. Sheik Lulav, Harachaman, bring me back to beis ha-migdash. So Tosfos says, Hainu taima, what's the difference? Because we have nothing left of the mitzvah. In other words, says Tosfos, here Tosfos being l'shitasam, it's only derabanan. The mitzvah vanished when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Aval shofar v'lulav yesh asiyah. The maisa, the mitzvah of shofar still exists. The mitzvah of lulav still exists. Now lulav was different, the Mikdash in the Medina, in the Mikdash, that's the Mishnayis and the Sechtasukah at the end of the Parak Gimel. I think that's where they are, right? Or the beginning of whatever. There's Mishnayis and Sukkah that talk about the difference. One day versus 7 days. But the point is, there's still a mitzvah daraisa even without a Beis HaMikdash. Still shofar without a Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Svira disappeared. So Midr Rabbanan were doing it anyway. But since we totally lost the mitzvah, right? There aren't that many mitzvahs that we lost besides Karbanos. But the Sefiras Omer is one of them. We totally lost it. So therefore, it's more painful, so to speak. It's more accented when we do Sefiras Omer that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash because the whole mitzvah disappeared. Therefore, we say HaRachman. Obviously, if you held this Daraisa nowadays, then that whole thing would obviously make no sense. A third nafkamina, which is not on the sheet, but the Ramah, in Sif Dalet here, the Ramah says that not only are you not supposed to start eating Not only are you not supposed to start eating when you... Once it's already nightfall, once it's already Zman of Sfira, you should count right away, you shouldn't start eating. But says the Ramah, if you did start eating, which you shouldn't have, and then you remembered, oh my gosh, I didn't count Sfira, says the Ramah in Sif Dalet, you should be Masik, you should stop eating, and immediately count. That's the Ramah in Sif Dalet. But the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kat Nechafei, the Mishnah Berurah says, no, that would only be true if it's a Daraisa. With Daraisas, if it's come to Zman for a Daraisa, not only are you not supposed to do anything else, but then we say, if you did do something else, you have to stop, Masik. But with Durabonans, we have this by davening, right? With Mincha or time for Mariv, right? Certain things that Sugyas and Hechos Tefillah tell us, you're not supposed to do the Zman of Tefillah, half an hour before Tefillah. That's a detail that's not important for now. But if you did it, you don't have to be Mafsik. Kriyashma is Daraisa, you have to be Mafsik. But Tefillah, Bezman Hazeh, Mincha, or something like that, that's only Durabonan. So says the Mishnah Berurah here also. That's another Nafkamina. If you hold this Daraisa, then you're going to have to be Mafsik even if you started. But if you hold this only Durabonan, you shouldn't start at the wrong time, you shouldn't start eating, it's a distraction, but if you did, you wouldn't have to stop. So, quickly to sum up, we've seen, in essence, four issues. Potentially the issue of days versus weeks, the issue of when to count, Shkia versus Tzetzel Kochavim, number three, Harachamon or Yachzer Lono, does it make any sense to say that? And number four, if you started eating at nightfall, do you have to stop and then count, or can you just keep on eating? Four different shitas, machloksim, all of which the Rishonim or the Nosei Kelim say, Poskim say, are dependent on this issue. Do we hold the Raisa Derabanan? And as I mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah says, and others say, that we assume lahalacha, it is Derabanan, but in general, we try to be machmir as much as possible for the Rambam and others. But Mikra Adin, we do hold it is Derabanan. What I want to do with the time left is literally and figuratively turn the page. And that is to ask the question which was asked before, which is, well, what is this all based on? So we know it could be an argument on how to read the Gemara. And we know at least four nafkaminas that are going to emerge from that. But is there anything deeper? And I've already been hinting at it, but I think it will make it even more clear now. And that, of course, even when I polled you guys and I said, what do you think? Is the Raisa Derabanan? What was the issue that came up? Of course, the issue is the carbon. So let me rephrase, which is, how central is the carbon to Sefiras Omer? So when you read the Psukim, the Pashtus, it's very central. It's definitional. So if the carbon is really definitional to Sefiras Omer, then as we saw Rashi pointed out from Amemar, no carbon anymore. Tosfos says it by the Harachamon, there's no carbon anymore, there's always a Mikdash. So Mamela must be the Rabbanan. So if that's the case, it begs the question, what about the Rambam? Why would you say that it's Daraisa? How could you say that? So I'm going to share with you quickly three approaches to this question. And then, I hope we'll have time, I want to show you how this might be connected to a different machlokas, which is whether women are obligated or not in Sfira. But we'll see. If we had time for that, good. If not, not. But the Ikra thing I want to show you is now, what is the machlokas Rambam and other Rishonim about? And I would say, I took a poll and from you guys, it was fine. Most of you, a lot of you thought Daraisa makes more sense. Then we had a few people said Darabana makes more sense. If you'd asked me, I would have thought that Darabana makes more sense. Because the psukim seem to be so clearly focused on the carbon. Now there's no carbon anymore. The mitzvah vanishes. Okay, Mirabbanan will do it. So, first of all, the Pashup Shat seems to be perhaps indicated already in an Orach Chaim. Not usually where you find the halachic makor, Orach Chaim HaKadosh. But the Orach Chaim points out that the psukim are actually more complicated. Because if you turn back to the front page for a second, the psukim on the one hand say, Miyom haviyachem es ha'omer atenufa. The psukim are very clearly connecting to the karban. But that's actually the second clause. What's the first clause? V'svartem lechem mimachras ha'shabbos. The first day of Pesach. Or the after the first day, meaning the second day of Pesach. Says the Orach Chaim, you see two different mechayivim. Yes, miyom haviyachem, that is a makor to count Sfiras HaOmer when there is a Beis HaMikdash, or when, I shouldn't say, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, theoretically with a karban. So yes, that's true. But what about Mimakras HaShabbos? So says the Orach Chaim, that's an independent mechayiv. What he suggests is, before they went into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Orach Chaim, a tremendous chiddush, there was a chiyur Sfiras HaOmer, perhaps connecting to your Rambam and Mor Nevuchim about the Talmud Torah, although he doesn't say that. But he says there was a mitzvah, a tremendous chiddush, which the Rambam, as far as I know, does not say. But he says, historically, there was a mitzvah before they went into Eretz Yisrael to count Sfiras HaOmer. How do we know it? The words Mimachras HaShabbos. Miyom HaViyachem HaOmer didn't apply yet. Doesn't matter, there's a different pasuk. Now, the question is, if that's true, so then what is the basis? If it's not the carbon, then what is it? If it's not the carbon, then what is it? Why not? Oh, that's good. Okay. Well, brachas are derabanan anyway, so where I'm talking now at the Raisa level. I don't know. But what he says, the Pashup Shat, and what a number of Achronim say, some who quote the Orach Chaim, some who don't quote the Orach Chaim, but it seems to be the Pashup Shat, and we could use this to explain the Rambam, is that if we say that the carbon is not the catalyst, then the answer seems to be that the Zman itself is the Gore. The Zman! We are counting time. It's not a coincidence. Mimachras HaShabbos. That day is the Mechayiv. Not because on that day they brought a karbon. That's the continuation of the pasuk. But perhaps it's the Zman itself. And if it's the Zman itself, not connected to the karbon, so what's one thing about that Zman? It exists as much now as it did then. That's not affected by the Korban. So the Pashup Shat and the Rambam, which we will show alternatives to in a moment, but the Pashup Shat and the Rambam, I'm not saying he read the psukim like the Orach Chaim. I'm giving you the Orach Chaim as an example. But the Pashup Shat in the Rambam, which is my real focus, is that the reason he holds this Daraisa is because he holds it's not connected to the carbon. I have to move a little bit, okay? Forgive me. Pashup Shat is that it's based on the Zman. The Zman is the Machayiv, and therefore the Zman is as much true now as it was then. That's explanation number one. A second explanation, however, I found two different important achronim, and I was so excited because they both did not hold that it was the Zman. But then I was disappointed. I will confess to you, I was disappointed. Because when I read it again carefully, I realized they both didn't say it's the Zman, but they're both saying the same thing. So instead of finding two shitas, I found two people saying the same shita. I can still consider it a find. I don't think there's too many shurim on this topic that quote either of them. It's certainly not the Taras Rafal. But I found in the Taras Rafal, that was a Rafal Shapiro, with Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin, Elder Zeta from Reb Chaim and the father-in-law. He was part of that Brisker dynasty, at least some of the Briskers married in, but he was Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin, the Taras Rafal, and the Karen Ora from Karlin, the Karen Ora, the great Achron on Shas. So they both basically say the same thing, but ask the Rambam. And that is that you can't, it's not the Zman. It's nothing to do with the Zman. There's no Kedusha of the Zman now. How could you say that's the explanation? The Zman is Mechayiv us to count. There's nothing special about the Zman. It has to be there's something happening in the Zman. So you say, what's happening? So says the Karen Ora, says the Taras Rafal, Simple. You know what happens? This period of time is when chadash becomes mutter. Now, midah chadash, the isra chadash, that you can't use the new grain. When does it become mutter? On the second day of Pesach. Now, midah araisa, it really becomes mutter when we bring the carbon omer. That's why we bring the carbon omer, when we bring it from the chadash. No, don't. I'm not playing a game with you. They can explain that. But I'm trying to explain it to you. He said, of course, midah araisa, it came from the on the carbon. The shaila is, what about nowadays, where there is no carbon? So they both say, that, but this is the key, that even on a daraisa level, it wasn't the carbon that created the chiyuv to count. It was the result of the carbon, namely the heter of chadash. Now, it's a big machlokas, shonim soli achronim, what about nowadays? What's the status of isr chadash? So they both say that machlokas is the basis of the machlokas nowadays by Sfiras Omer. That the Rambam l'shitaso holds that the Isr Chadash nowadays is the Araisa. They'll say, how is it mutter? If it's the Araisa, how is it mutter? So that's a Mishnah also. Mishnah is Yom Hanef. Nowadays we can't bring the Korban Omer, so at the end of the second day of Pesach it becomes mutter. That day, the day itself makes it mutter. There's no Korban at all. There could be an Isr Daraisa, but it becomes mutter according to the Mishnayis based on just the day itself now. Now, it's not clear there's still an Issa Daraisa, that's the Machlokas. But the Rambam L'shitasu holds there's an Issa Daraisa of Chodesh even nowadays. So since it's always been the Chodesh which triggered the Chi of Svira, if the Issa of Chodesh still exists midaraisa, says the Karen Oris and the Taras Afal, so what follows Mamela? The Mitzvah of Svira is also Daraisa nowadays. Because from the perspective of Svira Sa'omer, nothing has changed. It was always the Isser and the muttering of that Isser that served as the catalyst for the mitzvah to count. That was true even in the Beis HaMikdash, even with the carbon. But it was really, the carbon was just like, you know, the sound and light. That's the show. But the real Mechayiv was the Isser Chodesh and its permission. So that actually has not changed at all according to the Rambam. Because it's still an Isser Daraisa. That Isser Daraisa becomes mutter on a Daraisa level with the day. So that's the day we start counting to signify that significance. So how come other Rishonim hold as Darabanan? Because they hold that nowadays Chodesh is only Asar Midarabanan. So since, according to these two Achronim, everything is tied in the Chodesh, whether Sfiras Omer is Daraisa or not will rise and fall based on a separate question, which is Chodesh Daraisa or not? And as they both hold that all the Rishonim agree to their Lomdus, they're arguing about a technicality. It's an important question, but from our perspective it's a technicality. Is Chodesh Daraisa now or not? But they're not arguing about Sfiras Omer. In principle. In principle, everyone agrees about the nature of Sfiras Omer, namely, that it's a mitzvah to count from the day that Chodesh became mutter. But if you have an argument about whether Chodesh is Daraisa, naturally you have a machlokas with the Sfiras Omer is Daraisa nowadays. The Rambam L'shitaso holds Chodesh is also Daraisa, so Sfiras Omer is Daraisa. And those who are shown hold that Sfiras is only Darabanan, it must be because they hold that Chodesh is only Darabanan. That is the Shita, which, I was like Columbus, I discovered America twice, so to speak. You know, when you get there and you see someone else is there already. So first I thought I found this new Shita, because I read the Taras Afal, and then I read the Karen Or, I'm like, wow, that's really brilliant. Oh wait, that's the Taras Afal. Alright. Okay. Shnei Nevi'im, Nisnadnim, two different Nevi'im can say the same thing. So now we have a second Shita. One possibility, which some Achronim say, like this Or HaChaim, was that the Rambam holds that the Zman that's the Goring. So of course it's Daraisa nowadays. Others now, second approach, the Karen Or and the Taras Rafal hold that the Isra Chodesh was the Mechayev. So that's why the Rambam holds it Daraisa nowadays, because he holds that Chodesh is also Daraisa. And the third approach is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is quoted in two places in writing that I'm aware of. It's quoted in the Griz in Menachos, and in the Pnini HaRav, which is Pnini HaRav or Nefesh HaRav, one of Reb Shechter's Svarim, he also writes it up. Now the truth is, I quoted the Griz because like an older, real source. But if you look in the Rav Shechter write-up, it's clear. It's a better presentation, I think. He spells things out a little bit better. Rav Shechter quotes this a lot from the Rav, because the Rav was quoted a lot. But they're all from Reb Chaim. They're all from Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim says as follows. He says, even the Rambam holds. The Psukim don't lie. Don't give me an Or HaChaim, a Kaddish. Come on, save that for the Drasha. The Psukim don't lie. And I said that, not him, but he might agree. Of course it's from the Karbon. The Rambam can't deny that. Of course it's from the Karbon. But let me ask you a question, said Reb Chaim. I'm asking you to think about this carefully, guys. It's the base of Mikdash is here. The Kohanim are getting ready to go out to harvest the Omer, to bring the Karban. And guess what happens? There's terrible traffic in Yerushalayim. The Kohanim, who are supposed to do the job, get stuck. There's a miscommunication. No one goes anyway. And wouldn't you know it, there's a tremendous accident. It's an onus. But the Kohanim don't bring the Karban Omer. What do you think would happen, says Reb Chaim, that year, in that hypothetical? Would there be no mitzvah Esrus Omer that year because they didn't bring the Karban? Reb Chaim says it's impossible. It's absurd. Of course it would be. I didn't bring the Karban. Isn't the Karban... The Pasuk says, Miyom Haviyachem Es HaKarban. Omer. So, but they didn't bring the Karban that year. So how could you say it's Daraisa? Says Reb Chaim. I'll just read you the one line in the middle here. Pshita de lo toli b'maisa hakrava b'foal. Kaven de batal din ha-omer zem avatal gam esis asira. I'm going to read in, especially the way the Rav quoted it, because it's just clearer. He says, it's not the actual sacrifice of the or offering of the Karban. B'foal, practically, did you bring it or not? Get caught in traffic, there's an onus, the guy had a heart attack. No, that's ridiculous. Of course it's not that. Rather, if there's a chiyuv Karban, it's the chiyuv Karban. Whenever there's a chiyuv to bring the Karban Omer, the mitzvah Sviras HaOmer, we call it Sviras HaOmer, of course it's connected to the Karban, but it's connected to the chiyuv HaOmer, not the actual fulfillment of bringing it. So that's only got us halfway there. Therefore, said Reb Chaim, what's the debate about? The debate about, kettle out of this, is whether even nowadays there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to bring the Omer. Of course we can't bring the Omer. But is there a chiyuv to bring it? It's just that we can't do it because our hands are tied. There's no Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam holds, this is a general broad shita sa Rambam, but the Reb Chaim here quotes it. The Rambam holds of a shita known as makrivin afal pi she'ein bayis. That in principle, in theory, the Kedushas HaMikdash has never gone, even though there is no Beis HaMikdash. It's kitcha l'asad lavo. In theory, if we had a mizbeach, we knew exactly where the place would be. We could bring karbanos even nowadays without a Beis HaMikdash. The chiyuv never went anywhere. Since we practically don't know where the mizbeach should be, we don't have a mizbeach, so we can't bring. But that, even though as crazy as it sounds, says Reb Chaim, logically, halachically, that is no different than 2,000 years ago in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and an onus happened and the kohen just forgot to bring the karbon. The chiyuv is the same as it was then, it just, but onus, we don't have a mizbeach, we can't bring it. So that's the Rambam Shita. The chiyuv of bringing the karbon is still here. We just can't bring it. But the chiyuv is what triggers the mitzvah. Those Rishonim who obviously hold it's only the Rabbanon, apparently they hold that, no, fundamentally, no Beis HaMikdash, no chiyuv to bring the karbon. Not that we have to bring the karbon, we just can't. There's no Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to bring a karbon. So Memeila, they hold that counting is also only made a Rabbanon. So quickly sum up this section. We saw three approaches in the Rambam and those who hold us Daraisa. Pashup Shad, as they hold, it has to do with the Zman. The Zman is Garem. Mimachar Shabbos, that's it. Number two was the Tarsar Fall and the Karen Ara, that it's Isser Chodosh and the permission to have Chodosh, which becomes the Heter. And the Machlokas is that Darabanan or Daraisa nowadays. Number three, Reb Chaim, the Rav and the Grizzrov followed him, the base brisk. Well, no, it's not the Chodosh, it's not the Zman, it's the Karbon, like the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk. But it's not the bringing of the Karbon, but the Chi of Karbon. Is there a chiyuv nowadays to bring a carbon or not? That's the real machlokas. And Memele, the Rambam holds, there's a chiyuv to bring the carbon, and therefore there's also mitzvah Sviras Omer, Mida Araisa. I don't have time to go through with you the last section of sources. I'm just going to point out to you another machlokas, which may be very much dependent on this, or connected. And that is, there's a machlokas or shonim whether women have to count. Is Sviras Omer a mitzvah sensation on grama or not? So the Rambam says, if you take a look on slide number one, the Rambam says, Beferish, the women are potter. And the Kesef Mishnah says, because this is Zman Grama. Zman Grama, we're counting 49 days. It seems like a perfect example of Zman Grama. Most Rishonim hold that way. But there's a Ramban in Kiddushin, Daflam Gimel, Beis, Lama Dalid, where Ramban lists mitzvos, which are Ein Zman Grama, the Umen Archayavin. And in his list, the Ramban includes Sviras Omer. It's on your sheet here, number 5. It's a big Torah. A lot I have on my notes. I didn't put it on the source sheet anyway because I knew this I wouldn't have time for. 5 different explanations in the Achronim for this Ramban. Many of which have nothing to do with the rest of our topic. But there's a very famous explanation which I put on the sheet if you want. You can read. It's pretty easy reading. From Avirochon Fushal Perlau. wrote a biur, an explanation of the Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Sadja Gaon. And Rav Ruchel Fischer Perlau suggests that the machlokes here is the same machlokes that we suggested is the poshup shot in the machlokes whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan. Namely, is it the Zman that's Goreim, or is it the Karbon that's Goreim? He suggests that those who hold that women are putter from Sfiras Omer, the Rambam, is because they hold that it's Zman Goreim. Because it's Zman Goreim, therefore, it should be even Daraisa nowadays, because the Zman is still the same Zman, and the Mela women are going to be putter. But he says that the Ramban holds that it's the Karbon that's Goreim. Therefore, Sfiras only Darabanan. And he says, and this is his chiddush, it's really based on a Turei Evin in Megillah that he quotes, that the definition of Zman Grama doesn't mean anything that's limited in time. Lots of things are limited in time. That doesn't mean women are potter from it. Zman Grama means Kishmo Kenu, that the Zman is the Goreim. That the reason that the reason of a mitzvah is its Zman. Not that coincidentally it's limited in time. It's the Zman that is the Goreim. So he says, Sfiras Omer, Ramban says, it's not the Zman that's Kadosh that makes the mitzvah count. It's the Karbon. The fact that it happens to occur at a certain time and not another time, that doesn't make it Zman Grama. It's what's the Machayiv? So Ramban holds that the Karbon is the Machayiv. If the Karbon is the Machayiv, so then of course it's not going to be Zman Grama. And that's also Shitasa why he holds it's not the Rabbanan. He may be right about the Rambam. The question was, what about the Beis Halevi? Obviously, what about the Reb Chaim and others who said that even the Rambam holds that it's the Karbon? So you'd have a shaila on the Rambam then. If you hold like Reb Chaim, that even the Rambam holds that it's the Karbon, it's the Mamela, the Rambam should hold that women are Chayiv, but the Rambam holds that they're Pater. So I think the explanation for that, and with this we'll close, is that the Rambam is Lishitaso. Because if you look in the Rambam in Perash Mishnayis in Kiddushin, he says that the definition of Zman Grama is anything that it takes place in a Zman Mugbal, or a Zman Musuyam, in a specific time. Even if it's a coincidence. It doesn't have to be this razzle-dazzle thing that the Zman is the Machayiv. Anything that's in a specific time and not in another time is Zman Grama. So it could be, even according to Reb Chaim, that the Rambam would hold that yes, it's the Karbon that's Machayiv. Chiyuv Karbon. Chiyuv Karbon still exists nowadays, therefore the Rambam holds it's Daraisa nowadays. And yet, according to the Rambam's definition of Zman Grama, that may still be enough, that may still qualify as Zman Grama, in order to pater women, because his definition of Zman Grama is anything limited in time, even though the carbon is the Machayiv, but it's still limited in time. So this last point, just to make it clear, there's two different ways of understanding the Rambam, or this Machlokes. They might be agreeing about the definition of Zman Grama, but arguing about Sfiras Omer. Is it the carbon or the Zman that's Goreim? That's how Rav Perlau explains it. And I'm suggesting, to defend Rav Chaim, that it's the Rambam Lishitaso, they're arguing not about Sfiras HaOmer, but they're arguing about the Zman Grama. Do we care whether the Zman is integral, or even if it's coincident and incidental? You didn't have me for like a month, so I was allowed to go 10 minutes over, and I didn't even go 10 minutes over. I only went 8 minutes over. Okay, a good Shabbos, everyone. We'll see you next week.